Hello, everyone, and welcome into Talking Puck's Tiny Biscuits podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter, at Callahan on Air, and in the bio you will find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. It's a great place to join and talk hockey, have a lot of fun. And you know what? If you haven't tried Discord yet, you can probably find a group for just about everything you're interested in. And I think Discord is going to be the next great wave of how we communicate. There's audio, there's video. You can do anything you want there as far as sharing material. It's fantastic. And I ask that you please click the link, join ours, and be a part of the Talking Puck community. A couple of notes I wanted to get to before we get into the podcast itself. Certainly our best goes out to Claude Julien of the Montreal Canadiens, who was hospitalized with chest pains on Wednesday night, and we certainly hope he is okay. In the meantime, Kirk Muller will take over the head coaching duties. Muller does have coaching experience. He was at the helm of the Carolina Hurricanes before. I know for a while he was actually a very highly sought-after coaching prospect, but things kind of fizzled after Muller didn't really find the success as a head coach that I think a lot of people thought he would have. But he takes over, and again, our best to Claude Julien, and hopefully he is out of the hospital and everything's good soon. Predators defenseman Dan Hamhuis announcing his retirement. I covered Dan when he was with the Predators the first time around, part of that great draft class of 03. And Hammer saying, "That's it. I've had enough." And you know what? I hope he enjoys his retirement, and he definitely deserves it. Although, really, unfortunately, didn't get to go very far with the Preds this year. And since his return to Nashville, I know the Predators using him mostly as a depth piece. And so I think maybe just recognizing, hey, it was time. So, but one thing I really wanted to talk about, as we're inside the bubble now, we're into the series, we're kind of seeing who is who. And boy, look at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Jonas Korpisalo has played very well. And it's incredible. 85 saves in a 5 overtime loss, but then he ends up with 36 saves to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 2. He looks so good right now. Columbus is just one of those teams that, and I said this in a previous podcast, they just know how to shut down Tampa Bay. They kind of cancel out the speed of Tampa Bay, and they just grind you. And I know John Tortorella is probably at his saltiest right now, especially when they lose. But in a way, that really takes the focus off the team a lot of the time. People talk about Torts. They talk about him at the helm. It's very Herb Brooks-like with Team USA, you know, trying to get everybody to focus on Herb and not putting the players out there. Well, the focus was on the coach and the pressure wasn't on the players. That seems to be a lot of what's going on here with Columbus. The focus is not as much on the players and the pressure doesn't seem to be there. But the Blue Jackets are a team that is for real. They work hard. They do what they're supposed to do. They stick to their system. They wear you down. When they got the lead in that game two, they just shut it down. Tampa Bay, in the beginning, Tampa Bay came out flying, but then Columbus adjusted. Then they held on. You know, it was a 1-0 game, but then Columbus chipped away, tied. Then it's 2-1, and then that was it. Tampa Bay really didn't sniff much after that. The Lightning didn't help themselves. They have to be sharper in their own end. Let's just go ahead and say that. Tampa Bay has to be sharper in its own end. But if the Lightning are ever going to make a deep run for a team with so much talent, they really have to be able to put it together against teams that can shut them down. They have to have a second go-to, a second game plan that makes them a more dangerous team. Right now, they're not showing me that. They're not showing anybody that. And I think that, quite fairly, is a little disappointing for them. I think you would like to see more out of the Tampa Bay Lightning, but we just haven't yet to this point. And so I'm going to keep an eye on that series. But the series, to me, to watch in the East is Carolina-Boston. I think that is the most fun I've seen so far in a series. It's been great to watch. I know Chicago tried to give Vegas a run for its money here, and I think the Blackhawks have enough talent where maybe they could, but I think Vegas is one of those teams that will just outclass them down the stretch. But you know what? Boston is trying to flip the switch, just like St. Louis is going to try to flip the switch against Vancouver. And I haven't seen anything that tells me St. Louis is capable of doing that yet. You know, the Blues are at a point where perhaps they can put together a game or two, but if you're going to overall convince me, you're going to have to string together 3-4 good games in a row, and St. Louis hasn't done that yet. Boston is playing better. Of course, they're dealing with injuries. David Pastrnak missing Thursday night's game does not help them, back on the UTP list. And it's just, we don't know what's going on. We're not going to know what's going on until after the playoffs, and maybe not even then. But the other guys on Boston need to pick up and carry the slack. And look, they know what it's like to win a championship. This is a team that has a very good core, and if anybody can do it, they can do it. I'm not putting it past them. But, you know, the Boston Bruins flipping the switch, St. Louis trying to flip the switch, Dallas trying to flip the switch and find scoring in this series against Calgary, I don't know that that's the easiest thing to do. If you do it for one game, great. If you show me for a game, okay. But now you've got to do it for more than one game. So I'm interested to see that. And the other thing that I really want to talk with Mike Haynes about on Sunday night when we get to Talking Puck, which, by the way, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific on Twitch.tv and on YouTube as well. Just look for Talking Puck. I'm curious to see which direction the officiating is going to go. And I know that that's something that we've talked about a little bit here, but I'm really curious to see, are they going to continue to clamp down, call, well, a lot of things. Especially in the beginning, I thought it was ticky-tack. Just some of the calls that we saw are not typical of what, almost, it was like NHL preseason. It seems to be mellowing out a little bit. I think it'll continue to mellow out a little bit, but referees, you don't want to notice them, essentially, right? I mean, the best game a referee can have is when you didn't know he was there. So I'm really curious to see how the refereeing is going to go as we move along. Are they going to get back more into the regular season and or playoff flow, where over the course of 3 periods of regulation hockey, we only see 3-4 power plays? I believe that's where we're heading, but you never know. And it's enough. I've seen enough so far to make me question if we'll get there. And it, right now, if you don't have special teams going, you're putting yourself behind the eight ball, because power plays have been able to carry the day for some teams so far. All right. Well, that's a little bit of an all over the map, Tiny Biscuits, for today. But as we head into the weekend, plenty of great hockey action coming up. And as we work our way through these best of 7 series, can't wait to see who ends up coming out on top. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you on Sunday night on Talking Puck TV, myself and former Avs voice Mike Haynes. And in the meantime, if you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast, give us a follow, and again, at Callahan on Air on Twitter, and certainly you can like and follow and subscribe on YouTube and on Twitch. Talk to you next time, everybody.